In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So once again, we say farewell to Pascha. A couple of us were talking earlier this week. Every time that we have the leave-taking of Pascha, you feel like you're saying goodbye to an old friend. But we'll see that friend again. What goes around comes around, you know. And that's the beauty of the church calendar. The next time we see and encounter Pascha, hopefully we will be a little closer to He who has ascended into heaven on our behalf. We can only imagine how the disciples must have felt after the resurrection and they encounter the risen Christ. They were afraid. I think we would have been as well. And so for one last time, He demonstrates to them in a very tangible way His humanity. The fact that He had become man for us. He condescended, He descended, taking on our human nature so that He could make it complete, so that He could heal it, so that we could be made into His holy image once again, which is what He always intended for us. And so this one last time He says to His disciples, here, touch me. I'm real. I'm a human being. And then He demonstrates it even further by asking for something to eat. And they were amazed. And then He gives them this instruction about, you know, waiting until they're clothed with the Spirit of God. And then He departs. And one little bitty innocuous phrase that we see in this passage as He is departing that is so encouraging. They had great joy. One would think, here we are, they're having to say goodbye to Him again. But instead we see that they had great joy because He had revealed to them the reality of His victory over sin, over Satan, and over death. And so He gives them instruction. And you know, when we look at His disciples, many of whom became apostles, almost all of whom sacrificed greatly for the sake of the gospel and the kingdom of God, and we look at where they were when they began in their relationship with Him and where they ended up. It's a good paradigm really for you and for me, is it not? I mean, we are all very familiar with the many passages that indicate that the disciples fell flat on their face time and time again before they had the grace of the Holy Spirit in their lives. But once they had that, once they had been not only taught intellectually by our Lord about the kingdom of God and about the reality of the Holy Trinity and the power of God, but also experientially having that power inside of them, in their life, they became different people. And they became different people not for their own glory, but for the glory of the Holy Trinity and the kingdom of God. And they were able to accomplish great things. Now, we're not called to accomplish some of the things that they accomplished, but we are called to the very same ministry. And we are called by the very same God, He who became one of us, so that we might become like Him, as St. Athanasius the Great said. So today, let us say farewell for now to Pascha. Let us embrace our calling. He calls us upward. He calls you and I to this heavenly ascent. Not to continue to wallow in the cares of this world and the sins of our flesh. He has a higher calling for you and for me and for all of mankind. May we hear that calling and may we be obedient to it. May we adjust the desires of our heart so that nothing stands in the way of our becoming what He wants us to become and participating in the building of His kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.